So this is Rick Wingle, editor-in-chief of Food and Beverage Packaging Magazine, and today we have the opportunity to talk to Denise Lefebvre, Vice President, Global Beverage Packaging of PepsiCo. And Denise, why don't you start off with giving us a little bit of an overview of your role at PepsiCo?
My role is newly created at PepsiCo. I have accountability for concept through commercialization of new package formats for our beverage businesses globally. Also sharing of best practices, technology transfer, and identification of new technologies that we could bring forward to either drive growth or productivity through our business.
Approximately how many product lines does that involve, and what are examples of some of your major brands?
So some of our major brands include clearly Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Gatorade, Tropicana, Lebedinsky, Wimbledon, which is the dairy acquisition over in Russia we just acquired. We also have Mirinda and 7-Up outside of the United States to give some examples of well-recognized global brands.
Okay, to set up our discussion, why don't you comment briefly about some of the major drivers that you're seeing impact on the packaging for beverages?
Some of the major drivers, as consumers move continuously towards health and wellness, the requirements on the packaging are becoming much more strict than they ever have before. So in terms of active packaging, whether that be barrier, enhanced product protection, or increased functionality of some nature, while that's always been a requirement, it's coming to new heightened levels is what I would say. The second lever I would say is this really important design thinking, which again is a common theme that people are well aware of, but it's really being taken to the next level in terms of packaging, what it could do for the consumer, both functionally, pop on shelf, and also play in the retail theater space as well to help sell your products. And then the last piece I would really say that's coming to packaging is obviously sustainability is critical. And I would almost tie that with localization. Consumers are really about getting to authentic products that are local to them and that they know where everything came from in the supply chain. They really understand that very well, and they very much want that. And when I say that has a halo effect to packaging and sustainability is they want something natural, authentic, not overpackaged. If anything, feeling much more organic and earthy to them is very important for some product lines. And so that's a big trend that's going to be continuing to come forward in a large way.
Okay, stepping back to what you mentioned about design thinking, what part of that is structural and what part of that is graphics?
I think it's both, to be honest with you. I think the best designs are done with those in combination and in tandem to maximize the impact. I think in the world of carbonated soft drinks, it has been historically graphic only, but I see a big shift with both package and graphic structural coming together in that category and also among other categories. If you think about the work we've done on Sobe Life Water historically, some of the work we've done on Gatorade as of recently with the Pro Series, that's really coming together in a much more powerful way for the consumer and the customer as well.
Okay, one of the most recent developments from PepsiCo is the announcement about the 7-Up EcoGreen bottle up in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
What can you say about the impact and significance of that, both for Canada and maybe for other markets?
We think, A, it's the first 100% recycled PET bottle, CSD, in America, and I can tell you that's no small technical feat. Obviously, really getting to the right quality PCR, and particularly on a carbonated soft drink bottle, which has got so many design requirements from a pressure retention, product retention, and utility in the marketplace. So very challenging technically to get that absolutely right. It's very important for us because we see a continued need for consumers that they demand this kind of packaging. They're very comfortable with it in terms of really understanding the message and feeling that they're doing better for the environment. They really understand bottle-to-bottle recycling and really embrace this type of area. We've been successful in our European business as well doing this. And then obviously last year we announced the Naked Juice Renewal Bottle, which is a similar, identical technology except for a still beverage, which is a little bit simpler than a carbonated soft drink. Our Canadian team is extremely excited. They think it's absolutely groundbreaking and really partnered it on the right brand for us to get into the marketplace. And we believe it's of significant impact to their customers and consumers.
What role did any sort of partnerships play in that, and how much time frame of development was behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes, obviously we had a really good understanding of the technology from the Renew a Bottle piece, but a lot of the challenge with this technology is quality of supply. So while we did have some supply partners established, you need to have multiple with very tight specifications so that if there is a change in terms of supply and demand, there's multiple places we could go to with that. That's the first thing. I wouldn't say there's any specific partners, but we really had to work across multiples to be able to get that to happen. The second thing is, obviously, on the bottle processing, we self-blow our own bottles in Canada, so we buy preforms and blow our own bottles. Really understanding that process window with Sidel and the flexibility that we could have and making sure it was consistent and repeatable was very important to us as well.
There's also, I know, development underway in creating a PET bottle from some rather unusual sources, including switchgrass, pine bark, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
What can you comment about where that's at and where it's headed?
That's a very exciting program for us as well. We're thrilled. Again, the consumer really understands that because it's 100%, and it makes their life easy in terms of understanding and knowing that they're helping the environment. We're in the midst right now of continuing to vet technologies and preparing for our 2012 pilot plant, put some bottles in the marketplace. The real fundamental behind that pilot plant is understanding things like yield loss and efficiency rate to get the final costing model down and to really understand the quality and the productivity of those products. That's where we're heading to, and then we're obviously aggressively pursuing a commercial pathway in conjunction with that.
Okay. In terms of any announcements about the location of the pilot plant, is that based domestically or is that offshore?
We're still determining that.
You want to put it closer to where the sources are?
To be honest with you, I think we want to do best by technical capability first. Because it is such a big technical challenge, we want the right partners to be able to help us do that.